Number two, embrace all perspectives. Listening to perspectives from multiple people does not have to be an automatic change in your personal narrative. You still sit in the seat of choice. Let people share what they believe, agnostic of if you agree, and then decide if you want to engage, but that somebody disagreeing with you does not mean they're trying to change your personal narrative. That's within your control. Don't be a victim. Listen, you might learn something. Guess what? You also might not, and both are fine.
That's Caroline Wanga, and this is The Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Thursday. I am thankful for you joining me today as we have Caroline A. Wanga, who is the CEO of Essence, the number one media, technology, and commerce company dedicated to Black women and communities. And today, she debuts on the show to implore us to be ourselves, to be exactly who we are, no matter what. Here's Caroline A. Wanga. Enjoy.
Raise your hand if you like potato salad. If you don't know what potato salad is, just play along. I'll explain it afterwards. Raise your hand. Put your hand down. Raise your hand if you see potato salad at a public function, the first question in your head is who made it? Raise it. Again, those that don't understand this, we will do a cultural competency class right after this, I promise you. It's not that big of a deal, it's just a culture innuendo. Okay. So then raise your hand if after you find out who made the potato salad, you would be really careful about whether or not you'd eat it, depending on whose name was said. Most of us are pickier about our potato salad than our job and where we work. We'll take anybody's money, any job, even though we know we'll contradict everything that we want to do, but we will starve if the right person didn't make the potato salad. I'm so hungry, but Margaret uses mustard. That's nasty. So you just go work wherever. They ain't promoting you. They ain't doing nothing, but you just gonna be, okay. Calibrate. We're pickier about what we put on every day. We're pickier about who we're in relationships with. We're picky about all that, but we'll take whatever company's money gives us the most, even if we can't be ourselves there and contribute with all of who they are, which means we're committing to performing at a C. Because you're never going to be an A if you're in an environment that won't let you be your A. You're already an A, but they can make you a C. Settle for the C or go find the A so you can do other fun stuff with your life and build more of you. On the side of the guardrails, I'll go through them quickly. I'm going to take my seat. In the middle, you know how to pursue who you are. Do it indignantly till you die. Don't ever stop. It gets funner once you start to see it. You get goosebumps and you start just being a social experiment for everybody else. Like Caroline Wanga, who wears African clothing, not because I just have style. I wear African clothing because I am Kenyan and there are people who I am their wildest dreams, and my atonement for the opportunity to be in the US and be where I am is to represent their fabric, their business in this stage. So I belong in this room as much as I belong in Kenya. This isn't accidental, it's intentional. This is out of respect for those that got me here. Know who you are. Pursue it indignantly. Follow the right sequence in how you bring it into organizations so you make them money but also contribute. And then really understand how to be the right partner to the people you work with and live with by giving equitable opportunity for their authenticity to coexist with yours. You don't have to trade it off. And here's those guardrails. We use them at Target for other purposes. They're on the sides. You guys can have this slide, so don't worry about pictures or whatever. Yes, and you can tell the Walmart people I said it's their colors. I don't care. Okay. I know all of them. Ask questions. Sit in the seat of inquiry a little bit longer than comfortable. You start to engage with somebody whose authenticity, components of authenticity, maybe you think conflict with yours. Instead of starting to build the story of the fact of how they discriminate you because they simply exist as a human being, sit in the seat of inquiry a little bit longer. Ask questions. Ask the questions you want people to ask you when you want them to get to know you and not do that. Number two, Embrace all perspectives. Listening to perspectives from multiple people does not have to be an automatic change in your personal narrative. You still sit in the seat of choice. Let people share what they believe, agnostic of if you agree, and then decide if you want to engage, but that somebody disagreeing with you does not mean they're trying to change your personal narrative. That's within your control. Don't be a victim. Listen, you might learn something. Guess what? You also might not, and both are fine. Just don't make it a battle. Understand privilege. The word privilege is being used a lot in affiliation with white. I'm not in denial that that exists. I just think everybody has a privilege to give and a privilege to gain. Don't victimize yourself by believing you don't have any that you also bring to the table or that the person sitting across from you is it. It just might be a different one. Raise your hand if you walked on 2 feet into this room today. Put your hands down. Raise your hand if you can hear me saying, raise your hand. Put your hands down. Raise your hand if you can see me. You've never thought about that as privilege, but think about your life if those three things weren't possible for you. Everybody has a privilege to give and a privilege to gain. The goal, reciprocity. Operate in the privilege you can give and find what other people have to give. Look for the privilege you need and let others ask for it from you. Accept and expect non-closure. Everything doesn't have to be a debate to agree and disagree, resolve and fix it and be right. Sometimes you can walk away from a dialogue, a conversation, interaction without closure. Let it sit. Everything don't have to be this big movement. Misery is optional is the next one I'm gonna talk about. Sometimes it's worth it and sometimes it's not. You can have a heated conversation with somebody and let it be. I can't stand the people that come the next day and wanna fix it. And I'm like, I'm fine, it's Tuesday. Like, your guilt trip is not my problem. We can just agree to disagree and we don't hate each other because of that. Then assume positive intent, suspend judgment. Believe that their intent is good, even if you want to assign bad intent, just hold that thought for a second. To understand if that was their intent or if you just interpreted their behavior through that intent and they can at least tell you their intent, even if you didn't like the behavior, you don't assign intent to them and decide that they are the most racist person on earth because they picked green plantains. Because we do that, right? Girl, did you see the way that white lady looked at me when I was getting on the train? What if she's having a hard day, y'all? It's not about you, boo. Assume positive intent and suspend judgment till you've sat in the seat of inquiry a little bit longer, gotten an answer to your questions, heard all perspectives, and then decide if you want to accept and expect non-closure. Honor your truth and the truth of others. No generalizing stereotyping in the same way you don't want to be the black woman that everybody asks about all black women. You don't want to be the token Asian. You don't want to be the Latino person that keeps getting asked if they speak Spanish or if they speak English. In the same way, you don't want people to generalize, stereotype, assign characters to you without your input, give people the same room. Because they're white doesn't mean they're bad. And whatever else is in you that applies general stereotypes that you know you don't want, reciprocity. Listen courageously, I've talked about this. Voice of dissent, it's okay. Maintain psychological safety, both for yourself and for others. If you see somebody not having a psychologically safe experience, be an ethical bystander, intercept. Hey, so-and-so hasn't spoken yet, or hey, you okay, Alicia? Come on, let's go outside. But also maintain it for yourself. It goes with misery is optional. You have the power to leave any situation that isn't working for you. If you stay, you move from being a victim to it being a choice. Just know why you stay. Agree on the destination, negotiate the path to get there. Caden says a story about grilled cheese. I'm gonna tell it real quick. She hates the story and we still disagree on this. You about to see it. 17 years old she was at the time. In my house, that's an important part of the story. She's had grilled cheese in her life. I come downstairs, she's got my toaster that usually sits like this with the slots like this. And there's two slices of bread and a slice of cheese in every slot. With the toaster the wrong way, part of the story. And I remember saying something like, what, insert expletive, are you doing? And I remember the escalating anger I had about, you're gonna burn the house down, the neighborhood's gonna be the end, all of our ancestors are turning over. I made every reason for why the way that she was using that toaster and making grilled cheese was wrong and must be rectified under my power and authority. Because you've had it, and I don't know why, 17 years later, you woke up and were like, this is how I'm gonna make grilled cheese. Because that's in my mind, that's how I remember her standing. She didn't stand like, but she looked like. Anyway, we didn't resolve it. I don't even think we spoke the rest of that Saturday. Yeah, we didn't, see? There's no happy ending. Why do I tell you that story? The only problem with the way that Cadence was choosing to make grilled cheese was that it wasn't my way. She wasn't using the toaster my way, and she wasn't making grilled cheese the way she had been taught for decades. But if I really wanted to make grilled cheese my way, there was an iron, a George Foreman, and several other tools available at my exposure, and I could have sat next to Cadence and made grilled cheese my way while she did it the wrong way, and we would have both been satisfied with our grilled cheese. The moral of the story is there's many rights. What Cadence and I, what Caroline need to do, she wasn't right, but I have reflected on it and see some things I could have done differently. To this day, this is like, we're taking this to the grave. She's 23 and we're still hot about it. The reality is, what we needed to do was agree that grilled cheese is the goal, nourishment. And I didn't get to berate Cadence because she did it the wrong way. And the wrong way was only the wrong way because it wasn't my way. Instead, we could have both enjoyed grilled cheese on that fine Saturday morning in Minneapolis if I would have just held my ego a little bit. Don't write this down. I ain't really, this is for them, not for you. If I would have just held my ego, my authority, and my power a little bit and just went over in the corner and made grilled cheese my way and been pissed, but let her make grilled cheese her way, we would have both been fine. Now, the good thing is she's her mama's daughter and did it again, and I was like, fine, whatever. You're gonna be gone in a couple weeks. To college, by the way. I didn't put her out. Balance. Sorry, clarity. Suspend judgment, assume positive intent. Balance the practice with the passion. There's a difference between what you're passionate about and how your company chooses to do it. Decide to know what they do as much as what you want and differentiate the two. Their job is not to do everything you want. It is to do everything the company wants to do. There's a difference between the practice and the passion. Know it and know the difference. And then get comfortable being uncomfortable. Understand how to sit in the seat of discomfort. It'll help you do failure recovery. It'll help you listen to the voice of dissent. It'll help you do courageous listening. It'll help you do all of that. And the last piece before I take my seat is inner work. Be in a constant state of self-reflection. I was listening to somebody the other day who said, I'm trying to figure out if I'm spending my life getting in other people's way or if they're getting in mine. And my answer was, most of the time, I'm the one in my own way. Know who you are. Pursue it indignantly. It's the best journey ever. I live in liberation of it. Just wish I'd have started sooner. Follow the right sequence when you come in to put your authenticity in the workplace so you get out of it what you need and they get out of it what they need. And then be really careful about making sure that you're managing and creating space for others' people's authenticity to exist with yours, as long as it's not a violation of the law, policy, dignity, and respect. I'm proud of you. This felt like a family reunion. I love this organization. I love y'all. Please go take over the world so I can return to Bora Bora and continue. I've never been, but I'm gonna return. So I can go live my life. And thank you. Enjoy your day.
Big thanks to Caroline Wanga for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with her and her work, you can go to her website, wangawoman.com. Her Instagram is wearewangwomen. And if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, you can head over to YouTube and type in Authenticity, Who You Are is Non-Negotiable by Caroline Wanga. And I have all the links to everything that I just mentioned, along with a link to today's entire talk. They will all be in the show description, which you can find just below the episode, so you can go and check that out. All right, that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a beautiful day embracing who you really are inside. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.